All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects, and we are happy to have you along for the ride. We have been on ESPN 97.5 for the last 2 hours. If you missed any of that, as we always remind you to do, go to ESPN975.com and click on the show tab. You can catch the first 2 hours of today's show, and then while you're there, go to the front page and download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and there's never a station involved. It's all about making sure your listening enjoyment is satisfactory for the rest of your afternoon and every afternoon, therefore. So there you go. I'm looking at the live stream feed right now.
Uh-huh.
It really looks like we're in two different rooms and they're just kind of superimposing it. It looks like you're behind like a green screen somewhere in the closet, and yeah. I'm sitting there out in the back alley with a brick wall behind me.
It does.
It's because those blinds.
No, Nick, we're talking about on the monitor because it looks like there's a split screen. Because
those that
well,
light.
Like right, no, it's this line right down the middle of the corner, right, half brick
separating
wall,
that
half
colored gray. Wall and this colored wall.
Yeah, it looks like a commercial. How you're like before Valtrex and after.
Oh,
I'm before. He's after. I have it. He doesn't.
Oh, this is no like shots fired. This is like when you got to go to Herb Street's man cave to see right. his jerseys on the Ohio wall State. To talk to Herbie about the playoffs.
Gag me.
He annoys me.
Somebody texted and said, hey, do y'all like Aggies minus 4.5 against NC State? Well, I haven't done it on my fancy spreadsheet yet, but off the dome, yeah.
Me too.
I'll give the 4.5 against NC State. Couple things from the bowl games.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Because
you are an A&M fan, and I obviously keep an eye on them. It has a different feeling this year. It just overall, and you're the one that's always been able to point out the late season failures and how they're always going to Aggies are going to Aggie. This year, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like they're actually legitimately building something. It's not going to be which of these top recruits are going to crap the bed, not work out, or transfer to other places. Yeah. It feels like Jimbo's Kyler got everything Murray. In place to keep building this thing.
Boy, when you think about Kyler Murray was an Aggie at one point and left because Kevin Sumlin pissed him off, and now you don't have either of them.
Yeah.
That stings a little bit. But, yeah, you're right. There's a different feel. There's a different attitude. Mm-hmm. There's a different – I hate using the word swagger nowadays, but it's true. It's like you don't feel like this team – it's almost like Jimbo Fisher's not going to let this team choke. They're not. They might lose, but he's not going to let them choke. He's not going to let them do dumbass things that the Aggies as a program would do in the past and find ways to lose games. They just make it beat. And that's fine because if you think about what he's done this year, and it hasn't been great. It's been a good season, but they've been competitive, and he's done that with personnel that doesn't fit the style that he wants to run. He likes running a pro style attack.
His players
offensively
play his system,
and a lot of these linemen are a spread, spread attack. A lot of the receivers, and so it's been an adjustment for the team. And I think that they've done a great job. I think he's done a hell of a job coaching. And I was just telling you at the break, number two recruiting class in 2019, according to ESPN. Been a long time since
not
the
that
Aggies
someone
have
hasn't
been
able to do that too.
One
but
or two.
Obviously, then they've had all kinds of issues once they've gotten
exactly.
a lot of the top ones. This seems like Jimbo, like you just said, getting his players to play his system. He's not going to have those kind of issues. He's been there, done that before.
And when
it seems
I look,
encouraging.
A lot of those guys that he's recruiting out of state. He's still going to get his in-state
recruits.
Yeah,
he'll get some Texans, too.
But he's able to go into others. He's able to go into Florida because of the Florida State connection and recruit there, which is big for a program.
Oh, no doubt.
If you can go into states like Florida and California and Ohio and Michigan and recruit,
and people
that's
think
huge.
Right now that Florida State is just this is going to continue
atrocious.
That
yeah,
yeah. The facilities and everything that they're not
bad for
competing
Taggart,
at the same level as they had been. So that's a big deal. Now if they have swagger and they're an Aggie, it's just swaggy.
Oh my God, I wish I was quick enough on
I
that
I was
dong.
Actually going to cue you, Nick, get ready for this one
dong.
And I didn't.
I'm leaving.
I'm out of here. Can't do this anymore.
Swaggy.
It's a swaggy.
No. It should be a T-shirt on the A&M campus.
I am
camp.
So
it's
angry with you right now.
Just SW-Aggie. Swaggy. So,
and you mute me during lawn talk.
That's
but
appropriate.
But you're going to take
that's
swaggy.
Appropriate.
By the way, at the remote, one of the guys pulled me aside. He goes, dude, I was so pissed when Nick turned down your money.
Yeah, someone tweeted at me. Someone tweeted at me.
He goes, I was so pissed. I couldn't wait to hear what you were going to say about whatever lawn, whatever the question was.
Was it Trevor? Because Trevor was pretty aggressive on Twitter about it.
Was Trevor on site Friday?
I don't know, maybe.
I didn't get his name, but he pulled me aside. He goes, bro, I was so pissed. I was ready to hear what you were going to say because I was having that problem. And then Nick turned your mic down. I was so mad.
That wasn't the oatmeal to kill fire ants, was it?
No, I don't remember what it was.
We had a lot of great people there in Beaumont.
Oh, fantastic. Every time. That's why I'm looking forward to doing a show out there, man. It's the supporters of ESPN and us and the show and the Blitz and the station, it's amazing. So,
I was leaving people following me out to the car going, I listen to you guys every single day religiously.
It's crazy.
I love it. It's been fantastic.
And we love them.
And I didn't realize till the way home listening to the Blitz that Fred said that was our last one, because if I'd have known that, I'd have spend more time thanking all those people and everything
have.
Like that.
You,
I would have. But I hate the traffic. But
did they
by
call
the way,
me a diva?
How long? I don't know. But
because I was talking to some folks, because these guys, there was like five or six guys that were hanging out, and they were giving me a list of venues to look at for a show.
Oh, they did say. I do remember recall them mentioning. Oh, Barry's okay. Still here.
Yeah, and then I thought I heard out of the out of the corner of my ear. If that makes. That's not a thing. But I thought I heard something about, I'm surprised Barry's here. He's still a diva. AJ, of all people, saying that he's surprised that I would hang out and talk to people. If he did say that, AJ's the last guy to hang out and talk. It goes, AJ leaves first, then Joel. It's like 1-2. Like, those two dudes are not hanging out.
I got home in 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's how bad traffic was.
That's
horrible. Called ahead to Lisa and said, just...
I'll see you Sunday.
Order me some food, and you probably want to stay away from me for about a half hour.
Angry. Yeah.
I was furious. No matter what time you get out, that's the only bad thing about heading to B-Town, the ride home. The ride down there is easy.
Mine's great because 105, there's really no traffic. It's nice. There's no, I don't go
most of those rednecks still ride horses.
Oh.
You're always talking about seeing the Confederate flag. Well, there you go.
Yeah, there is a lot of Confederate flags. I'm not gonna
they
lie.
Got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
I'm not stopping. I wanted to get to this because we brought up the Aggies, and I was trying to find I should have done a better job putting it together, but Army in Houston. So Houston is making the a bowl appearance December 22nd. They are playing in the Armed Forces Bowl. Congratulations, U of H.
Yes, without Ed Oliver or King. Both one's hurt and one's not going to get hurt.
One's hurt and one could care less about the Armed Forces Bowl.
Yeah.
TCU versus Cal in the Cheez-It Bowl. If you're TCU or a TCU alum, you have to be dying inside that you're playing in the Cheez-It Bowl. Of all the bowls that sound bad, I mean, there's the Red Box Bowl.
How about the We Crap the Bed Bowl?
Which bed?
That would be the two teams that started the year in the top 10 that are playing at Yankee Stadium, Miami and Wisconsin.
Oh, the Pinstripe Bowl?
I didn't even know the Badgers got in a bowl, so I had to look it up. And I'm like, oh, they're in the Pinstripe Bowl? Oh, joy.
Well, your selection committee bowls are Georgia, Texas, and the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
Congratulations to UT. Ohio State, Washington, and the Rose Bowl. LSU and UCF in the Fiesta Bowl, and Florida versus Michigan in the Peach Bowl. So that's your selection committee. We've already discussed ad nauseum about the playoffs. And then, A&M and North Carolina State is playing in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Oh,
so that's awesome. But yeah, when I was looking at it, I was like, and then every year, every time I see the Belk Bowl, I think of Shock doing Harry Carey going, what's a Belk? Like, what the hell is a Belk? And then I found out it's like a store. Like, it's like
isn't it for like auto parts and tires?
No,
and stuff?
No. It's like Marshall's. No, not Marshall's. It's like Kohl's, I think.
Like a food store? Or?
No, like Kohl's. Like,
well, but there's Belk. Kohl's food store and there's Kohl's department
no,
store.
No, Kohl's the department store. Belk is like they sell clothes.
Clothing, beauty, shoes, home.
There you
and
go.
More.
There you now, go. Now you know what a
Southern
Belk
style.
Is. Now you know
Southern
what a
Southern style.
Belk
we
is.
Don't know what the hell it is. Okay. And we're in the South.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I saw the shout outs for
bottom line
local,
is if you aren't good enough to at least make a
teams.
Bowl.
Oh, Baylor and Vanderbilt in the Texas Bowl.
So that's December the one 27th. At NRG.
That is the
hoping
one.
Hoping for the in-state attendance.
At least there's something. One time they had me host the pregame party a couple years ago for the Texas Bowl. I emceed the – it was like Syracuse and – like Virginia or I don't remember who the, it was Syracuse and some, it was two teams that had nothing to do with Texas in the Texas Bowl. I was like, well, at least
Vandy fans are close.
At least Baylor
from Nashville.
And Baylor's a
and
Texas
Baylor's
team.
In state.
Yeah.
So, you know, John McClain and his family will fill up a couple sections because they're Baylor.
I don't know what kind. I feel like you just made a big joke.
No.
I feel like that was a fat joke.
No.
No?
No.
And you just said
he's
would
a Baylor alum.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a fat joke.
He's a big
joke.
Baylor
say,
booster.
Inappropriate.
Is that appropriate?
A big Baylor
he's
booster?
He's a big Baylor booster.
That was also inappropriate. Good for you.
I just think like it's a matter of opinion.
Really looking forward to the Cheez-It Bowl.
Are they going to have the smart-ass Cheez-It smarting off? To,
I know, right?
During plays?
There's the Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas.
What?
Which is Ohio and San Diego State. The Gasparilla Bowl? What the hell is a Gasparilla?
Can we agree, though, if you're good enough to make a bowl game
a
at all?
Gasparilla sounds like an armadillo and something. I don't know. I don't know.
An armadillo that has to fart?
I don't know. Gasparilla. The Bahamas Bowl. I didn't even know there was a bowl in the Bahamas.
I didn't know there was a football field in the Bahamas.
There's the Toledo versus FIU in the Bahamas.
Dude, if you're
bowl.
Going to a meaningless bowl game, you might as well go to the Bahamas.
Exactly.
Because I think the other one, the Belk Bowl, or one of them, was that used to be at the Silver Dome in Detroit or something like that.
No.
And you're like,
no,
let's
Belk
see,
is in Charlotte.
Let's go to Detroit or let's go to the Bahamas. Jeez. I'll go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that would suck.
All right, there's your bowl schedule. We'll continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, it's flying by, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. And, of course, we'll keep the fun rolling all the way till 4. Blitz will take you home all the way until 7. If you're looking for a unique holiday gift this time of the year and you got a sports fan on that list, well, why not give them some Houston Rockets merchandise from the Houston Rockets shop. The Rockets team shop at Toyota Center is available and open for your holiday shopping pleasure. And they also are selling at the Toyota Center while you're there. 5-game holiday packs starting as low as $149. But at rocketsshop.com, you don't even have to go down to Toyota Center. You can shop online, and it's your Rockets headquarters for all the latest hats, jerseys, polos, kids gear, and more. 12 days of online Christmas on rocketsshop.com with special deals featured daily. And how about the fact that right now, if you got an old jersey with, say, Ketino Mobley or Mucci Norris or some other random player, you can bring it to Toyota Center and trade it in for 25% off a new jersey at Toyota Center. And you can update your gear to get one of the new players on the team. Maybe you want a CP3 or a Harden. It doesn't matter. Bring in an old jersey, 25% off a new jersey right there at the Rocket Shop at Toyota Center. So check out the Rocket Shop and RocketsShop.com for the 12 days of holiday specials that are exclusive to the site. James Harden jerseys, Rockets hats, Rockets plush toys, much, much more. A different deal every day leading up to Christmas Day. Delivery will be available as well, so you can take advantage of those limited time offers and get that jersey swap right now. You can also tune into Rockets radio and TV broadcast for a nightly item of the game. I would suggest just checking the TV for that. And a Rockets Kids Club, presented by Children's Memorial Hermann, the perfect stocking stuffer for young Rockets fans and kids. Two different packages available. All-star package containing two tickets to an upcoming game. It's just $45. Check out the Rockets and think about them when you're thinking about the sports fan on your holiday list.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of the Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday fun day here on the Usual Suspects. Been covering a lot of ground. Still, we'll come back and get to a little bit more Texans because that is the topic of the day, having won their 9th straight game.
But real quick, Lauren said, not true, Barry. AJ has even gone to a second bar to hang out with us, so I blocked her. Let me have this, Lauren. Shut up. Just shut it up.
What is she responding to?
when I said AJ, you and AJ wouldn't hang around with people, with the listeners. Yeah. She said not true, so I'm blocking her.
Thanks for having my back, Lauren. I feel love. What the hell's going on around
I don't need that. Somebody said that Belk is like Mervyn's.
Oh.
Ooh. That changes.
Mervyn's from back in the day. What a blast from the past.
That changes everything. And then did they have 2-for-1 sweatshirts?
A lot of times they get,
I Googled Gasparilla. You would not guess what Gasparilla is in a million, billion, trillion years.
I'm not going to tell you because I Googled it already.
But would you have ever guessed what it is?
Nope.
You would think, okay, gas, maybe it's like an oil and gas company, or maybe, I don't know. You know what Gasparilla is? It is a God-blessed pirate festival.
A what?
A pirate festival has a bowl game.
Saturday, January 26th, if you want to go.
The Gasparilla Pirate Festival in Tampa, Florida.
They must be pretty popular and bringing in some money if they're sponsoring a bowl game.
They have a bowl game. I swear to God, if U of H ever makes the Coachella Bowl.
That actually would be cool.
No.
That would be cool. No. A Coachella Bowl.
Bunch of hippies out in the parking lot.
I'm all about it.
Oh, no.
Bring it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Can you imagine the halftime act?
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Be pretty good.
It'd be Beyonce or something like that, right?
Well, lately she's been there a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, the Gasparilla Bowl featuring Marshall and South Florida in Tampa. And the other thing I don't understand, and I know we're going to get to Texans and Slow Mo's call, but the Hawaii Bowl has Hawaii in it.
All the time.
I'm thinking, like, everyone in Hawaii has already seen Hawaii. Maybe they want two other teams. You know who they got? La Tech.
You know why?
You know Hawaii's like, really? You send us Louisiana Tech?
But you know why?
Come on.
Think about all the money they're saving on travel expenses when they got to sponsor the bowl and then they don't have to fly one of the teams and put them up in the hotel and do all that
stuff. If I'm Hawaii, I probably want to go play in the States and vice versa. I'm sure that there would be two teams that would love to play in Hawaii instead of the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa.
Unless you had June Jones coaching them and they were prevalent for a year or two, they always play in the Hawaii Bowl. The Aloha Bowl or whatever they call it.
All right. I digress.
I love a Gasparilla on the rocks with an extra shot.
Does sound like a
sounds like a drink.
Like a sarsaparilla, What was in a sarsaparilla?
Here's another.
All right. Let's
random
let's get
thought.
To the call and then I'll Google that.
Slow-mo. You want to talk about the college football
playoffs?
Hey, what's
playoffs? Up, guys?
What's up?
Man, I'm just so disappointed in the way the college football playoff deal went. I got a solution to it all, though.
Go ahead.
First of all, you got to name the bowl. You got to name the tournament the Alabama Invitational Entry Tournament. But Alabama can't play. You got to get a Final Four, and Alabama can just sit in the stands and watch the game. Because nobody's dealing with these guys. But Alabama, the second best team in the country is Alabama's second team, and University of Central Florida deserves a shot at it. That's one point. Then you got the other new bowl. They got to have a new bowl. It's called the Herman, what's her name? What's the Longhorns coach Herman? The Herman, Ohio State coach? What's his name?
Urban Meyer.
If we have to do the joke for slow mo, it's not working.
The Herman Meyer Bowl.
Barry, bear with him. He's in slow mo.
The Herman Meyer Bowl is like, I'm going to tell your wife bowl. The Herman Meyer, I'm going to tell your wife bowl. Or something like that. Something else. The Texans are kicking booty, man. Texans are kicking booty. Big time, man.
Agree.
Thanks, Lolo. Appreciate the call. Barry, you can use any of those you want in your next show if you'd
if
like.
If this was the Jim Rome show and you were Travis, you would have ran him along. If we have to finish your words for you to make your joke, that is not working.
Now you know how Nick and I feel when you're screening texts on the fly. It kind of sounds like that.
I didn't really think that was the same thing, but okay.
And it's not when you're checking text and you didn't screen one and then you stopped mid-sentence. That slow-mo stopped several times. Like, he didn't get the thought together.
Concise calls is what we like.
Speaking of text.
Know your thoughts.
You just lost 20 listeners. That was, like, you gotta bring it. If you're gonna call.
In and
prep,
out.
Prep.
And
prep.
Concise.
Hold, and if you're on hold, like, you should be rehearsing it. We need to go Jim Rome style with buzzers and what happened to the shot clock?
Yeah, we need to bring it back. My bad. That's on me. Like Bill O'Brien.
That's we need to have a shot clock on our calls. And you know what? Damn it. You're just, I don't care who you are. Clarence, sorry, bro. You're on the shot clock from now on. Everybody's on the shot clock. It's a 30-second clock.
I got a comment.
You get your call in.
Wait.
You'll hear the countdown at 5 seconds. You wrap it up. The buzzer goes off. Call ins. This needs to be, damn it, mandatory from now on.
I'm just glad Barry's more angry than I am about this.
It needs to be, well, because when you get mad, you're like, stupid call. Stupid.
Yeah.
Hated that call. Like you get,
yeah. Because it's ridiculous.
And rightfully so.
But Clarence set the table for us today. I got a question, then a comment, then I want to talk about the Texans.
I want to make a comment about my question, and then I have a question about my comment. No, we're going to, from now on, Clarence actually did a fine job of being succinct.
Who dat?
With his call.
Yeah,
today.
He did. It he did a good very, job today.
It was exactly how every call should be done by
Even
everybody.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
We got to do a 30-second shot clock from now
30?
On, guys.
30? Wow.
30-second shot clock. All you got 30 seconds rules. To make your point.
All these phone rules starting the new year. Banning people at the end of the year, starting new phone rules to start the year.
I mean, do you disagree?
Vehemently. But I'm outnumbered, so I just have to go with the
you're
flow.
You're just trying to be... cantankerous. Like, he's like, oh, no, I think let them go as long as they want. Okay.
I'm not cantankerous. I'm Gasparilla-ing.
You're being a pirate bowl?
Yeah.
You're being a pirate festival?
I'm making a stand.
I need to look up...
Get some captain in you.
Oh. Sarsaparilla is a soft drink. Originally made from the Smilax ornata plant. Boom.
Thanks, Lomo.
Thank God we got that in. I wanted to know. I looked it up. We're all smarter now.
Hey, let's talk Texans when we get back. We got lots to talk about. Teams won 9 in a row. Looks like they probably have a good shot at winning 10 and 11, but we'll see. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we don't want to eat the cheese or cut the cheese or drink the Kool-Aid, right, Nick?
Yeah. Let's whatever not Bill cut the cheese.
All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more before we get to the break, though. I do want to tell you about the people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Whether you're still dealing with roofing issues based on the hurricane and the damage that it had done to you and your family, or you just have roofing issues, whether it's a leak or you need a whole new roof on your house, there are a lot of people out there that are like storm chasers, deposit thieves, sketchy roofers that want your money up front, and then once they get your cash, it is a dash. They are out the door. They don't do great work, if they do work at all, and you can't find them, get a hold of them, or get your money back. That's not how they do things at Fitz. Fitz is local, so therefore you don't have to worry about all that. They're not going anywhere because they're from here, and they plan on being here a long time. Check them out at fitzroofing.com, FITZroofing.com, or you give them a call, 832-521-3001. It's a free, no-obligation inspection today. You call them, they come out, they look at your roof, they tell you what they can do, and then they go away. If you want them to do the job, you let them know. They'll be back, and during the entire process, they are going to make sure they do quality work and communicate with you throughout because they want you to be happy, because word travels fast in Houston and they want everybody to know Fitz is the place to be if you need roofing work done in the Houston area. They also give 10% of their profits back to the community through a nonprofit called Fitz for Families. The money goes to help people that have a need for a new roof or roof repairs but can't afford to pay for it. It's just another way that they show you that they're dedicated to Houston. They got an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. Why would you go anywhere else? Again, 832-521-3001 or fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm just kidding.
We're back on the Usual Suspects for the final half
Joel and I,
hour.
Joel and I were having
show.
A staring contest and to see who would blink, and I lost, of course. I can't. I've never been good at that. You, my friend, kudos to you for an outstanding staring contest.
Thank you. I worked hard at it.
This weekend, the wife and I made nachos. Oh. And it's a big production in our house. Like, we go all out with the nachos and the fajita meat. And along with nachos, we drink a little. I don't know why I like drinking alcohol with nachos, but I love to get my drink on with a big plate of nachos. Did that this weekend. Was worried about waking up Sunday for Texans because I may have drank a little too much. But thankfully, I keep Thrive Plus at the house. I didn't have to worry about it because I remembered, and I told my wife to remind me. Here's the deal when you take Thrive Plus, when you drink, you take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. I told my wife that because she's a lot more responsible than me when it comes to drinking. She made sure I took it. I woke up feeling refreshed. I was good to go. I didn't have to worry about anything, ready to watch football, or as I call it, work. But it was great, man. And that's the thing. I'm not young like I used to be, so I can't just drink and get up and do it again. I got to have my Thrive Plus with me. And I don't drink all the time. I'm not saying that, I can't keep up with Fred and AJ and those guys. But when I do drink, I don't want to feel bad the next day, and neither do you. And that's why you need to get Thrive Plus. Go ahead and order it. DecideThrive.com is where you can get it. Or you can get it on Amazon if you're already on there shopping for other Christmas gifts or whatever it is. Just search for Thrive Plus on Amazon. But DecideThrive.com is where you can get it. And it's going to make you feel at least 50% better the next day, or the company is going to give you your money back. How cool is that? You may have heard about them on Shark Tank. I've mentioned the fact that they have Ivy League graduates and PhDs on staff. So this isn't just some, just fly-by-night. This is a legitimate company that has put a lot of research into this product. And they're also local. So if you're thinking about Monday Night Football, maybe ordering some pizza, having some brews and whatnot, you should have some Thrive with you. And I'll tell you what, if you want it tomorrow, order it by 4 p.m. today and you can have it. Now, you're going to miss the Monday Night Football game. Maybe hold off on the drinking. Yeah, right. But get you some Thrive Plus. Order it now. Get it on your doorstep tomorrow. If you order by 4 p.m., you'll be good to go for the rest of the week and this weekend. And like I said, man, DecideThrive.com is where you order it. Make sure you get on there. Get your order in now. You will feel better the next day. Or if you don't feel 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. Guys, I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
I got to say, man, I'm really proud of Texans fans this past week at the game.
Okay. Why?
Because I pulled up to the parking lot at the Purple Lot right outside NRG Stadium, and there was this parking lot attendant who's been there forever, and he's a funny guy. And normally I don't see Texans fans, like, heckle the visiting team, but as long as you do it, like, without going overboard.
Just boo them or whatever.
Respectfully,
I'm all for it. I think it's fun. So this guy comes walking out of the parking lot, right past this parking lot attendant, and he's got a Browns jersey on, a Baker Mayfield Browns jersey on. And the first thing he says is like, oh, looky here, the Oklahoma Browns finally got a football team. And he was talking trash basically the entire time, and that's awesome. Loved it. And no fight happened, and I normally don't see that from Texans fans,
yeah.
But it was hilarious. And then after I parked my car, I usually get to the game about 2 hours before the game, but I was a little late this time. I was like 11:30. And so when you get to the game that late, you have to walk in through security as the same as fans. So I pull up, and I didn't realize how long this line was going to be. And there was a media member there, and he's like, dude, the security guard lady won't let me cut in line, and I've got to be on the air in 5 minutes.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. He's like, would you hold my spot in the line, and I'll go ask another person in hopes of getting us in and cutting in this line. I'm like, sure, I'll hold your spot. So I held the spot. He walked in. He walked over to the other security guard. And what she did is like, look, since you really want to cut, I'll let you cut a little bit, like 40, 50 people, but not all the way. So we went all the way up behind maybe 4 or 5 fans. And he still had to be on the air. I'm like, well, this is good enough for me. I don't have to be on the air. This guy's the one that's rushing. But he got me up. Well, the guy that was in front of him noticed that we were media members. And he was like, hey, are you a media member? He tells the guy. He asks the guy. And the guy's like, yeah, I got to be on the air in 5 minutes for the Browns to talk to Browns. He's like, oh, to talk to Browns? Hell no, you're not cutting me. And he sends his ass back, and he makes him wait. I'm like, Texans fans, where you been, man?
Outstanding.
Loved it.
That is hilarious.
I am very proud of Texans fans.
So Nuno didn't get the interview?
It wasn't Nuno. It wasn't Nuno, but funny. Yeah.
That would have been great if it was Vandermeer.
He literally's like, oh, you're a media member? Sure, go ahead. Oh, for the Browns? Nah, get back, player.
That is
You are
too
not cutting
funny,
me in line.
Dude. Love
Good
it.
Job, Texans fans.
Hell yeah. I like hearing that. That's good. I feel like our fans are pretty respectful.
Yeah, they
and
are.
They'll boo you when you walk by in an opposing jersey or tell you your team sucks, but I think for the most part, we're pretty. Now, do we have our a-holes? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But I think as far as classy fans go, Houston's up there.
I would say that I actually, as much as much heat I give Aggies fans, they're actually really nice too. They're super nice at games, and I mean the experience that I've had. So
you get some. The one guy that looks like the half WWE wrestler, half Texans fan, that's all done up with makeup and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I've seen him be a little bit out of line, yell some things pregame, and then have to take it in the shorts when they lost. But this year they haven't had that problem. But, yeah, you know, it's just like every fan base. You get some, and then, of course, you get Raiders fans, and then you get them all.
They're all over the place.
You do get them all. That
the
is
black
for sure.
hole is they're all over no the joke.
Nope. They are wild and crazy.
See the video
and
last
will
night
stab
of the two Steeler fans?
They will fight you.
The two Steeler fans got into it, all, both wearing Steelers jerseys. And as a kind of precursor of what was to come, the one Steeler fan had a baseball hat on. He took it off so that he could headbutt the other guy and knock him the hell out. And the guy kind of came to. And so while he was standing over the guy that he had knocked out with the headbutt, the guy who got knocked out's wife or girlfriend is throwing like these sideways flailing in the wind type punches. And he's like swatting flies, just pushing him away. And then the guy decides to get up again and he just drilled him again.
Mm.
It was like, oh, Steeler on Steeler crime.
That's gotta love it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
Yes.
So did you watch the whole Browns Texans football game? Were you there for the whole thing?
I was at the game. Yep.
So, like I said, I drank a little on Saturday, and I may have drank some more on Sunday. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you I have a bad memory. Like people get pissed off because I didn't remember that the Falcons played on
Thanksgiving night.
Yep. Because I really do have a bad. This is why I take a set list with me on stage, because I can't remember my jokes and my order, so I have to have that reminder with me. Am I crazy, or do I remember the Texans getting really, really lucky on an onside kick?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, and that was because there was several different things going on at once. But I need to go back and watch it again. But this Browns team is so close. I feel like they're to being a decent football team. They just continue to make dumbass mistakes, like being offsides on that kick. That kid didn't even need to be offsides. He was going to get that recovery on that onside kick no matter what, because the Texans played it so poorly. But the fact that he was offsides, shot themselves in the foot there, and then the mistakes that they made with Mayfield just turning the ball over and the fumble by
our Texans?
No, wide receiver.
Jarvis Landry?
No, I got to look his name up. He had the touchdown and fumbled it right. Reed caught him from behind and stripped the ball out of his hands.
About.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm the young kid. Starts with a C.
Yes, it does start with a C.
Callaway. Callaway.
Yeah,
Antonio Callaway fumbles
Florida,
it right at the goal line. Reed strips the ball. And then I thought it was classy that Mayfield goes down and pats him on the head. But also you kind of need to, because you had three turnovers too, Baker. But it was a good sign of leadership. But those are the kind of things when you watch the Browns and you think, damn, if this team would just stop shooting itself in the foot, they might be a decent football team.
But I said this. I said that's why one of the reasons why you got to respect them is one of the two toughest games left on the schedule, because they don't have a baseball guy running the football operations anymore. They've got real football people that are bringing in real football players. And whether you watched Hard Knocks or not, you realize they're starting to stockpile some talent. I mean, look, for as much as Dorsey got hammered for his draft class and the way that he took Mayfield instead of Darnold, which everybody thought they were going to do, or one of the other quarterbacks. And then the fact that they didn't find a way to take Barkley, too, and they ended up taking Denzel Ward, and we just got done talking about Ward being potentially one of the candidates for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Chubb has been a really nice addition in the backfield as well. That's why they were able to get rid of Carlos Hyde. They're on the uptick for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's better things ahead. And Mike McCarthy's going to do a lot of wonders for Baker Mayfield next year.
I know you felt like it was going to be closer, but I feel like if they didn't shoot themselves in the foot, it would have been.
Absolutely.
Plus, they didn't capitalize on the mistakes the Texans made. I mean, you saw that great run by DeAndre Carter on special teams. He went, what, I don't know how many yards, and then he fumbled it.
Yep.
They didn't capitalize on that turnover, that mistake. So there were opportunities for him, not very many, because I think the Texans did a better job. But, yeah.
Defensively, yeah, for sure.
But
Sherrilyn Beaumont. She's, by the way, shout out to Cheryl. She brought us that goodie basket from Hershey's and the coupons for dog food as well for you, Joel. I know that saved you a ton.
It was great. Yeah.
But she said, Barry, you need to get fish oil for your memory. It works.
I take it every day.
I take it sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Now,
Not every day, but
I heard it was.
I don't take it for memory, but I take it every day.
I heard it was ginkgo. I heard
no,
ginkgo.
No, that's the lizard ginkgo in the insurance commercials.
Oh, my.
Someone said I'm on a roll on dad jokes. I might as well keep going. It's my thing.
No, don't listen. Geeko? Whoever texted that, do not encourage Joe, please.
Because he's not going to stop.
Yeah, just go to gardening talk.
Yeah. We should have a poll. What's worse, gardening talk or dad jokes?
That's tough.
Man. Yeah, that is tough. Ginkgo biloba is, I think, what it's called, but that's supposed to be for memory. I know you guys are looking at me like I'm a dumbass.
No, I've heard of ginkgo before. I never heard whatever you just said from Hawaii.
Ginkgo biloba.
I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of alternatives now for, you know, supplements that you could take.
G-I-N-K-G-O-B-I-L-O-B-A. Ginkgo biloba.
That sounds a drink at the Hawaii at the Aloha Bowl.
It sounds like somebody that would co-sponsor the Gasparilla Bowl. Really.
Give me a double ginkgo biloba.
Give you a double ginkgo.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but hey, if you're gonna bet on the Gasparilla Bowl, I know where you should do it. My bookie, that's where you do it. And now I have it. Don't you worry. My bookie is the place. They're the online destination to get action on any game, any bowl game, any Canadian football game. You name it, you can get the action right there at mybookie.ag. Get over there, sign up now. They've got a great special right now. I'll just put it out up front. They're matching 50% of your first deposit. You use promo code radio, they match your first deposit by 50%. How cool is that? So you put in $500, they're going to give you $250 in match. That's awesome. You need to take advantage of that right now. So go to mybookie.ag, sign up. They are safe. They are reliable. They've been around forever. That's why I recommend that if you're going to bet, if you're going to get some action, do it with MyBookie. And also because when you win, they pay you. A lot of these places, they make it very difficult to get your money out. Not with MyBookie. You win, they're going to get you your money. And that's the way it should be. And, you know, just to make it interesting, they've got like player perks and in-game live betting that you can take advantage of. They've got fantasy stuff where, like, if you want to bet the over-under on fantasy points for a football player in the NFL, you can absolutely do that with MyBookie. All kinds of stuff. Super easy to sign up. Just go to mybookie.ag to get started. That's mybookie.ag. Use promo code radio. Get that 50% match on your first deposit and get started today. You'll thank me once you do it. Guys, it's MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid at my bookie.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Do me a favor right now. Take your cell phone out. If you're driving, pull over. Take your cell phone out. Open up Instagram. If you don't have Instagram on your phone, you're old. Install it. Then go to CNI713 and look at the delicious food you're missing out on if you haven't been to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen yet. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Give them a follow, CNI713 on Instagram. The food is outstanding. It's amazing. You're going to love it. I know you're going to love it because every listener that has gone to Cowboys and Indians and gotten back to me and told me what they thought, it's all been positive. I haven't had anybody, and I would tell you, but I haven't had anybody yet be like, man, that food sucked. You know why? Because it doesn't suck. It's delicious. And you're going to enjoy it. And for a limited time, they are celebrating their second year anniversary. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, as a thank you to you guys out there that have supported Cowboys and Indians, they're offering 30% off all of the items on the Indian Kitchen side of the menu. Let me repeat that. Mondays and Tuesdays, 30% off all of the Indian Kitchen side of the menu. And if you want to have it delivered on Mondays and Tuesdays, use Tasty Delivery on Uber Eats, and you'll get free delivery. Tasty Delivery on Uber Eats gets you free delivery on Cowboys and Indians. You can't beat that. Like I told you, 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Don't forget they have a full-service bar. Don't forget they have TVs. Don't forget they do trivia on Wednesday nights. And most importantly, don't forget that you can save 20% on the non-quesadillas when you mention me and mention this show. How cool is that? 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Taste on Facebook and Twitter. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
So we didn't talk about Kareem Hunt.
It was a nice try.
And we had talked about it.
It was a nice try. You tried to rattle me.
I did not. I didn't move. I didn't make one gesture. I didn't do anything
at me
to try
like
and
that.
Get you off
Nick
kilter.
Is in there rubbing his nipples.
I was not rubbing my
Nick,
nipples.
Totally licked your fingers and rubbed your
did
nipples.
Not do
I'm
that.
Doing my read and you're doing pelvic thrust groin action at Nick in the window.
I was letting him know I'm coming there and grind on him a little bit.
You're not grinding on anything, sir.
I will totally grind on you. I'll do it.
So we teased a little bit of Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Did you watch the interview with Lisa Salters on Sunday?
I watched about the first 30 to 45 seconds. As soon as he was at a loss for words but requested the interview, I decided I didn't need to hear it, that this was just his attempt to none of it felt sincere. It felt like, well, he was like, well, I'm a good guy. If you start your interview about you being caught physically abusing a woman and try to lead with, look, I'm a good guy, I was raised by two women, nah, bro, this is hollow to me. Like, you just need to come out and say, I'm sorry and I screwed up. Don't try to mix it. Because basically by saying, look, I'm a good guy, that's an I'm sorry, but. And I don't need to hear that. So I just stopped listening.
Here's the one thing, because you're right. It's all it's all an agent and other people in a room saying, how do we best sweep this under the rug as quickly as possible? And I think for the most part, he could have done the Roger Clemens and denied it, or he could have done the Andy Pettit and admitted it and apologized immediately and then taken whatever punishment, and he did that. Mm-hmm. And so that's fine. But the one thing that kept standing out to me was the fact that she asked him, and good for Lisa Salters for getting to the bottom of this, but said, did you ever hear from the NFL? No. Did you ever talk to the NFL or have a conversation about what happened? No. That tells you all you need to know about today's NFL. And we, you know, we kidded a little bit, but we know that they don't follow past precedents and they don't do things the right way with due diligence and extra, you know, investigation. But holy cow, man, this thing happened last February. And if this video doesn't come out, it behooves you to ask the question, would they have ever even addressed it?
Well, I think the answer is no.
Right.
If it took the video coming out, no, because they obviously didn't. Nothing happened to him between February and the video emerging.
It's just, to me, it's just a sad state of affairs for the NFL, not only because of the players and what you have happening recently with Foster and Kareem Hunt, but you go back to the Ray Rice video and all the other things that have happened. But overall, it's just, what exactly is going on organizationally with one of the most lucrative organizations in the world, financially and otherwise, and popular? And yet you can't get in your own house in order to say, hey, we had this deal go down with one of our players on one of our teams. We might want to look into that.
Yeah, it's funny because the texter earlier in the show said it's amazing that TMZ is 2 and the NFL is 0 when it comes to finding videos of players abusing females. And it does make you wonder because, you know, this is the same NFL that'll come out and look how much due diligence, look how much research, look how much time, money, and effort was spent to see if Tom Brady deflated a ball.
That's a good point.
By what, a quarter of a PSI or 2 PSI or whatever? How about you spend that much time and effort investigating a little more serious matter than just trying to, you know, be vindictive against the Patriots because you hate Brady or Belichick and or the owner. It doesn't make any sense. It's asinine to think that this video existed and they never found it, but yet look how much evidence they could find on something like Deflategate. The NFL is a joke.
Yeah, it is. It's a travesty that it's gotten down to that. You bring up a great point. And the fact of the matter is, when we were talking about it earlier in the show and said, you know what, I kiddingly said, but very realistically said, the reason why that the NFL couldn't get the video, but someone like TMZ did, because money talks, because they put up money. And everybody said, well, the league shouldn't have to do that. They shouldn't have had to pay money because everybody should want the NFL to get the right information. But guess what? It's a return on investment. You pay the money because you need to be able to get out ahead of this thing, to be able to see it, to be able to say, hey, if it happened, we got to get out in front of it so that we look like we're on top of it, as opposed to waiting almost a full calendar year and looking like your dumbass only addressed it because a video surfaced that you wanted to believe didn't exist, or you just weren't complete denial.
Your investment in that video will pay dividends, yes, in the PR department tenfold. So if that was a money issue, the reason they didn't pay for that video, then they're getting right now what they deserve. They're idiots.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if they do make that attempt and pay, and someone finds out that they paid for that video and they haven't released it yet, that's a bad look on the NFL.
Well, that's
so if they buy it and then they release that video right away, I think that's one thing. But if, sure, you buy it, if you're the NFL and you buy that video and you never release it, and some TMZ reporter or somebody else catches you,
that's true.
A terrible look on the NFL.
That's a good point. Let's get these calls in real quick. So both of you guys are going to be up against it. You got to make your point and make it fast. Marcus, you're first. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? Just looking at the video, man, I'm a law student, so I don't know it all. But looking at the video, you know, even though it was wrong all the way, he had an argument until the end and he kicked the chick. And that's when the that's when he lost every single argument he could have had. Because I showed it to my girl and she's like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? So confusing, so fuzzy, you know, but that end kick, that was the end game right there. And I care less if he plays football another day in his life.
Appreciate it, Marcus, and agree. Brad, what's up?
Hey, sounds like the NFL just needs to hire TMZ as their part of their security team.
Yeah, it's a great point, Brett. And that's what somebody made earlier is the fact that they can go out and find this information, but the NFL seems to struggle. And again, I think you have to prioritize what's important to the NFL. I mean, they can come out and tell you, well, we did our due diligence. Did you? Did you really? No stone went unturned? You didn't try to get that video? No one walked down the hallway because this was his residence.
I was going to say, if this was the MGM, then I get it. You got to go through all the red tape and you got to fight through corporate and you got to do all these other things. This was the man's residence. So you know ahead of time, if you call and you say, this is the NFL, you know, one of our players lives in your building. We need to get to the bottom of this. Even the lady that used to run the Raiders for like 13 years was on NFL Network, and she said, we have security people that know the right people in every city. If it was a home game, we know if it happened in our home city, we'd have known. But this was in Cleveland. It was obviously not in Kansas City. But yet, then you call the Browns and say, "Who's your security guy that knows people?" And you can get it.
But here's the thing, too, is I feel like the NFL is bearing the brunt of this. When at the end of the day, Kareem Hunt is just a garbage person for what he did. And instead of us spending a full last segment chastising we talked about it for a couple of seconds and said, forget it. And then we sat here and punished the NFL the entire time. So don't let that get lost in all this. Is that the NFL wouldn't be in this situation if Kareem Hunt wasn't a garbage person.
That's a good point. All right. So there you go. Good show, fellas. One day in the books. Still four more in the week, so we got plenty more coming up. And, of course, speaking of coming up next is the Blitz. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock. You don't have to do a darn thing. It'll be both on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own parts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
I hear that.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.